So I would go and I would pull out a table and sell dildos and stuff at the party. And I looked up and I saw two of my teachers, and one of the second grader teacher was holding the third grader teacher by a leash.
Party God.
You got to stand out somehow. That's like how you bumped into the guy whose stairs I fell down at the Grammys party.
Yeah.
And he recognized you. And it's like, because like he and I could have just been like a hookup where we had never thought of each other again. But I fell down his stairs, and that's how you stay memorable.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, guys. I'm Elle Parker.
And I'm Devin Young.
And this is
Party God.
Woo! Today, we have such a special guest. This is our special Sundance episode. We interviewed who, Devin?
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho in Sundance Live. It was our first live show. She absolutely killed it. Her stories were bonkers bananas.
I was stunned.
It was crazy. Like she, I mean, you'll hear it, but stuff was nuts.
Stuff was said.
Yeah, stuff was said. And I don't even want to tell you anymore because I want you to hear it from her mouth.
From the horse's mouth.
Our queen's mouth.
But I think you're going to think about balls a lot differently from now on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, that one I was like, wait, what?
I can't stop thinking about that one.
No, I mean, like, and wasn't he using like medical grade
You'll see.
But first, we're going to do our little pregame and talk about Sundance and how much fun we had. So, Devin, how was your Sundance?
Yeah. Well, I think we did it, you know?
We did it.
I don't have anything to compare the experience to before since this is our first Sundance, but I do feel like we did it all exactly right.
I didn't see a single movie. I didn't go to a single panel.
Not for us.
My girl and I, we were just partying hard.
We were the movie. We were the panel.
Damn, Sundance was a movie for real. That was crazy.
Oh, you guys, I don't understand how you have time to go to the movies and the panels. We went to like literally 80 premiere parties.
Yeah.
Talent agency parties. Like what else? How would you have time? It's too much.
Like, well, I'm going to sit still and watch something? I don't think so. Also, if there's a panel, I'm like, give me a mic. Like, let me up there. Like, I need to say something.
We literally
like,
did a panel.
I know. And it's like, that's the only panel we went to was ours. Hey. But like, I can't listen to people talk and think like I want to chime in.
Movies are for home.
Movies are for home. I don't want to, you know, that's a private time thing.
Yeah. The trip started off a little rough. We got booted from our overbooked Frontier flight. Fuck Frontier.
Frontier's going down. It's on site, bitch.
You guys, they invented a new scam.
Tell him.
Okay. So we get to the airport, and then right as we're getting to the airport, you know, we're like doing the thing where you check in on the way to the airport and it's not letting us check in. We're like, that's weird. We go to the front desk and they canceled our flight an hour and a half before the flight. They didn't cancel our flight, to be clear. They canceled our ticket. They canceled us. They came for us.
I know. And they were like, well, hey, someone else bought the tickets for you guys. So, yeah, it got flagged as fraud.
They tried to say it was like a credit card fraud thing, which like people buy. Obviously, like the people that had us up at the show were paying us, or we were like flying us out and were giving us lodging. That's a very normal thing. People purchase tickets for other people all the time. Yes. And if it were a credit card fraud issue, that would be typically something that would have been alerted in the system like a couple weeks prior when the tickets were actually purchased.
Frontier Airlines, you nasty bitch. We know what you're doing. You overbooked your flight.
They told us flat out that they overbooked the flight. So they're finding new ways, because if they overbooked and bounced us, they would have to compensate us. But they're finding new ways to get around that by finding ways to be like, oh, your ticket was purchased illegitimately. Yeah. That's something that should have been flagged in the system. Nasty. I mean, literally, we got the email that we should check into our flight the night before. So everything was fine. And then...
I'm getting heated.
I know. I'm working myself up. This isn't funny.
Go through the semantics.
Okay. It's just important to know the details because I think other people should look out for this scam.
Fuck them. Fuck Frontier. Ugh. All right. What was good?
I'm going to end the episode.
What?
I'm done. We're done. I need to cool off.
I'm done. All right. What was good about Sundance?
What was good about everything else?
Yeah. We started bad. And then I was like cranky when we got to the hotel. It was your first time seeing me in a bad mood, I think.
It's so funny, you guys. Like when Elle thinks that she's in a bad mood, she starts apologizing. She's like, I'm sorry. And everyone's like, for what? It's just like, she's just not being like loud for once. Like she's just not talking a lot. Like Elle's version of being in a bad mood is like, she's just a little bit less like flashy and in your face. Like, she just gets a little quiet and sounds like a normal girl.
I was just quiet to myself and I was like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'm just not in a very good mood right now and I'm kind of off. You said it's just, I'm just not being effusively nice.
Yeah, you're just not on.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, because people don't like it.
It was fine.
Like, I took the beta blocker that takes away your personality recently.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was having a hard time even like smiling. And people I was with were like, we didn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't doing your little clown performance.
Yeah, but that sounds codependent on them. I take L in any shape and form. And client L.
Thanks, queen.
Actually, even better for me.
Hey, all right, cool. Does anyone have a beta blocker I can take? I almost took one before Margaret because I was like...
You're nervous.
I was like nervous for our first live show. Yeah. And then, but luckily I experimented. Luckily I experimented with pills before we did it. And then I was like, you know what? It took away my personality.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
I'm proud of you. You did it without the beta blocker.
I did it without the beta blocker. One of my windows from the trip was something that we talk about at the beginning of the episode with Margaret. It was the goddamn
baby hole.
If you guys haven't seen the baby hole on our social media, we were in this like doomsday prepper house in Mormon country in Utah last Sunday at Sun Park City. And so you walk down the stairs and there's just this little cabinet. And Devin, what do you see when you open the cabinet on the stairs?
You see babies in there. You know, it's just, it's a really standard. Like, I don't even think we necessarily have to break it down for you guys. Like, especially our audio. Like, just, it's a classic baby hole
situation. It's a classic baby hole.
Classic, like, yeah.
You know, like a baby hole.
Like a hidden door in the stairwell that you open up and there's a lot of baby dolls and baby stuff in there.
It's about 4 feet tall. You can't really stand up in there.
Right. An adult cannot.
Yeah, and
great,
you know,
for babies. It's for babies.
But also, it's like, if you have a baby in there, like, if they try to leave the baby hole, they're tumbling down the stairs. So it's like...
Well, why would they ever want to leave the baby hole?
Well, duh.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's the survival of the fittest. Any baby that's trying to leave the baby hole isn't...
Weak.
Come on. It's a hurting... Get away from the herd.
Get away, yeah.
Don't stray away from the herd. Right,
Darwin.
Yeah.
Come on, Darwin's calling. You better pick up. Yeah, so I loved the baby hole. I actually got some work done in there.
Mm-hmm.
Devin and I have decided that any office we have from now on or any place we do work remotely, we're going to refer to it as the baby hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And will we build Elle's future dream home?
I'm going to say to the contractors, give me a baby hole or else.
Yeah.
I don't care about size of the house. I don't care about square footage.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if there's a pool.
Yeah.
A hot tub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. I think it's important when you call around like to find your contractor. It's like you like what's your experience and general expertise with baby holes?
Yeah. Have you been to Utah? Because there's also okay. Here's the thing. It's like we were seeing baby holes everywhere.
There's once you have eyes to see, there are baby holes everywhere.
There are baby holes everywhere for those with eyes to see. And you know, I didn't think we'd be – it's just like there's so much to say about baby holes. Mm-hmm. Even when we were talking to Margaret, I had to be like, all right, that's a wrap on baby holes.
Yeah.
Get parties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, once again, we've stumbled across another podcast theme.
Oh, my God. All right. Milk, sand.
And baby hole.
Baby hole. Done. We're going to be like Gareth by the end of this. Shout out Gareth Reynolds on all his podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. We go to people's houses. It's like, what's that show where you like go to like the
Cribs.
Cribs. Yes. That one. Cribs. It's like Cribs, but for baby hole, we go and see like, what's your baby? Like, what's up with your baby hole? Like, what do you got? What do you got in there?
Everyone has one.
I'm assuming everyone has one. It's like,
if you don't, step your pussy up, like get a baby hole.
No, literally.
Damn. All right. Yeah. So that was my window. What's your window?
I don't know. I mean, by the end of the Sundance, I think we had it like so honed in and like figured out, like we'd really sort of like made our way there.
It was too easy.
That like Elle literally had like a young man serving me milk out of a chalice. It like I felt like, yeah, we've done it. We kind of worked the system.
Sir, refill her chalice, please. But then he fumbled because then he immediately sat down and she spilled her milk all over her sweater and her pants.
He spilt my milk.
I know.
He on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, what more can you ask for Devin than to get a young man delivering her milk in a chalice?
I know.
We had some young boyfriends. So my second window is I had a young man that I had an entanglement with.
Yeah. Very fresh. Very fresh. Basically,
his skin was
just
so soft. He was so young.
He's very new to this world.
I even told him, I was like, your skin is so soft.
Yeah, which is kind of like, I think, you know, a lot of celebrities have been on this like blood kick, like, oh, I need to get like the blood of like children, which is like, right. That's cool if that's your thing. But like, we're,
yeah,
I think we're on to, like more of a, like a, like, the next level. We want skin. We want fresh skin.
New skin.
Yeah, new skin.
Devin said, like, once a podcast pops, we're going to be...
We're going to be drowning in new skin. We're going to be drowning.
Drowning in new skin is so foul.
I was telling everyone last night, like, you spent 1 week with that man that, like, again, fresh out of the womb.
He,
like,
lives in Ireland. He was like, can we be long distance? I was like, babe, you are too young for me for long distance. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was crazy. You tricked him into wanting a long distance relationship.
I didn't trick him. I was just, you know, doing my thing.
But you spent 1 week with this man. Your skin, I've never seen it better. You look tight.
That's what happens when you have an entanglement with a younger man. I energy vampired
him. It rubs off on you. People always say, like, be careful with who you have sex with because that energy sticks with you. But I think they're on the wrong.
See, it's because they're hooking up with toxic, ragged people. And, I was at that new skin.
Yeah. And, we're on that new skin.
You know, that's what you got to do. And honestly, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm in that divine masculine, and what's more masculine than new skin?
Nothing, baby.
Nothing. So,
what?
I'm saying too much.
No, it's great.
Hey, you know, my Irishman.
Yeah, I could not understand a word he was saying. He thought that I was negging him, and I'm like...
You were always negging men.
No, I couldn't understand him. He's talking like crazy.
You can't.
You guys know how I feel about accents. I don't like them.
You can't understand an accent. You can't recognize someone in their face.
How have I gotten this far?
You can't see. You can't hear. What the hell? You can't taste clearly because you're loving milk. I'm coming for your ass. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I can't taste it.
I'm sorry. I went too far. I went too far.
Yeah, what the hell? Ouch.
I'm sorry.
Look. I'll give you the face blindness. I'll give you the accent blindness. But when I get some of that new skin... It's gonna be on. It's gonna be on.
Bro, we're gonna be drowning in new skin.
Imagine if the new skin helps me sleep better. Then I'll truly all my problems will be fixed.
Oh my god, it's just new skin.
Yeah.
Is the solution.
Yeah.
We've gotta only date younger guys. I think that's dude.
I've been saying, I think you went a little extreme with it. 21 is hardcore, but my girl does nothing, my girl does nothing half-assed. I've been recommending young for a while. For me, that's like, 30.
I'm like, hey, but he was like, 9 years is fine. We could do long distance. I'm like, yeah, for you. I'm like, babe.
Yeah. Well, you gamed him. What's the guy that would like teach people about the game?
Not Mystery.
Is that his name? Mystery?
No, a guy wrote the game. Mystery is a pickup artist.
Oh, Mystery the pickup artist. Yeah, you pickup artist him. Because the whole time Elle was like, this is so funny. I would never really date you. Haha, we could never do anything.
And then he started immediately campaigning.
Yeah, of course he starts campaigning for her. He's like, well, we could. Like, wait.
But then, like, guys I'm, like, into that, like, I want to date, I'm like, please, please, please.
Please, 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 please. It's not working for us, you guys. I don't know what to try.
I don't know.
When I say, when I'm, like, vulnerable and I say, will you date me? Please, 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 please.
Yeah, what happened to please, 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 please? Why doesn't that work?
Why isn't it working?
I don't know.
I'm over it.
Me too.
Okay.
All right, any...
Is it okay? Okay.
Is it okay?
It is gay that doesn't work.
You guys are being gay. Do you have a wall?
What's my wall? I guess people were making fun of me at the lodge. Our producer just clued me into this.
Yeah, well, because you left a full to the brim glass of milk on the coffee table in the common area,
which is like, that's obviously like expected. But he said that the thing that people were commenting on and making fun of is, how did she get the glass that full without spilling? Which I like,
they were like, who left this full glass of milk out overnight? It's like, who do you think? Who do you guys think? Who has been talking about milk all weekend?
I put it, so you're just supposed to chip in at the lodge for groceries. That was the system that we had. So I put in my Venmo and I chipped in. I was like, organic milk, whole. Like, I don't have any other grocery needs. I have this one really specific need.
And you went through it. You were the milk.
I was the only one drinking it. Yeah. I got my money's worth.
I don't think anyone else was. I was going crazy on those croissants. They had like a Sam's Club giant box of croissants. Girl. I was going to town.
Yeah, absolutely. I love a Sam's Club.
Yeah. Oh, another window of mine. I've recently discovered, this is not about Sundance, but peanut butter and honey on toast.
What?
You ever do that?
You discovered basically peanut butter and jelly?
No, but with honey.
That's just basically a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You know what? All right, guys. Here's time for Margaret Cho's episode. We had so much fun at Sundance. Shout out to everyone we met. We met a lot of cool people.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone who came to the show.
Yeah. Shout out Niles Abston, who was our opener.
Killed it. Love Niles. He was so excited to see the baby hole. I've never seen anybody more.
He hated it. A lot of people hated the baby hole. I love that.
I think it's coming back to this, I think it's a vulnerability thing. I don't think he could show how excited he was to see the baby hole. Because Tam was the same way, and Margaret was even a little like, everyone likes to like kind of play it cool around the baby hole, but you know.
You're so right. It's a self-preservation
thing. Right.
And you know what? Keep your eye out for baby holes. You'll see a lot around.
You're going to start seeing them.
I didn't. We got to be. Well, hey, they know what we mean.
Yeah, obviously. Well, it can't be more clear. Baby hole.
Alright, guys. Devin was chanting baby hole at a party at Sundance, and I was like, okay, guys, I had to like whip out the video to show them what the baby hole was. Because you were just like, baby hole. And I was like, no.
Remember that was a Sunday?
That was Friday. Yeah. Alright, guys.
It's a great chant.
Okay. Careful chanting baby hole. You gotta have the video to back it up. Alright, guys. Well, please enjoy our episode with Margaret Cho.
Woo!
Give it up for Niles. So funny.
Oh my God, it's so funny. When we were invited here, we also fully thought that we were going to be murdered to the lodge.
Yeah. Y'all see the pirate ship?
Yes.
Pretty sick, right?
So far, so good. I don't think there's many. I mean, we have noticed like 5 of our housemates have gone missing, but that's probably
fine. I just thought they were like in the baby hole. Do you guys see the baby hole? There's a hole in the stairs, and there's some baby dolls in there, and it's very dark and scary.
We'll show you. It's a really important part of the show.
We'll show you after. But anyway, I'm Elle Parker.
And I'm Devin Young.
And this is Party God. Woo! Are you guys ready for your very special guest?
Yes, ma'am.
Please welcome to the stage, esteemed comedian here with her new movie, Run Amok. Please welcome Margaret Cho. Yeah.
Woo! And special guest.
Lucia.
She's cold.
She's so cute.
She's a little bit cold.
I love her.
She's like a girl.
How are you not cold?
No. You look fabulous, but I would be cold.
She don't get cold.
Yeah. No? Your back is all out. It's not cold.
Yeah, but I have those hand warmers. I've been tucking them into my bra. You guys know the ones that you break up.
Yeah, next level.
It's worth it. You look great.
Thank you.
Looks beautiful. Hey,
you look great too. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I'm wearing all of my clothes. I'm wearing so many clothes that I would never wear in LA. Like, this is just weird to be cold.
Oh, I know.
I'm not used to it.
It's creepy.
I know.
It's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's wrong.
It's just so, I'm not used to it.
It is a great hack for Sundance. It makes any party feel incredible because you're like, I'm warm. This could not be better.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm inside. That's all I need.
I'm warm and I'm being fed.
Oh my God, the hors d'oeuvres at the parties. Can you believe? Oh my God, it's the best. Queen. I know.
Oh, are they going to start? They're going to have food? I haven't been to any parties yet.
Yeah.
I just got here.
Margaret, just
welcome.
In.
Period.
Yes.
What are you most excited for?
I'm hoping that I get a tote bag. I know I'm going to get a tote bag, and I hope I get a whole selection of them. I hope I get a bunch of buttons. I hope I get a bunch of weird swag, like hand sanitizer, although they're a little bit more stingy about that. They're not giving that out as much. A lip balm. For a film.
Yeah. Definitely.
Something like that.
Yeah. I love swag. It's just like, give me anything branded and I'm going to keep it forever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of fun. So I'm hoping to collect some swag. I have been here once before, but I was actually here for a slam dance, but I watched a couple movies. I was here and I got to see the premiere of The Filth and the Fury, not the Madonna film, but the, Sex Pistols documentary.
Oh, sick.
So, and Johnny Rotten was there. And this is a big deal because this is before he was MAGA.
Oh.
When he was still a punk rock guy.
Damn. Whoa.
So it was kind of cool.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. That punk to MAGA pipeline is real.
I know. What is that?
I don't know, but there's also like a doomsday prepper MAGA. I mean, this house is inherently MAGA.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, the baby hole is MAGA.
The baby hole is because what they want is they want to have a bunch of children and not have to register them with the state. So they could have free labor and also breed them later on.
Breed
and
them.
Marry them off early well, to their cousins and old men.
We also kind of want to make the baby hole like on Jersey Shore when they had the smush room. Like that's kind of our hookup room is the baby hole.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
We're trying to meet a guy and get him back into the baby hole.
That would be a good, yeah, you should monetize that. Let's just start an OnlyFans just about the baby hole and make it like really, obviously. You know, because it's all you hunched down. So you have to like get on your knees. Yeah. Everybody has to be on their knees in there.
Hot.
So that's kind of hot.
Very sexy. Look, no, Elle and I have been talking about the baby hole all weekend. We've done a lot of promo for the baby hole.
I can't more stop promo, thinking about it.
More promo than for the event itself. but we fully thought it was this innocent thing. And then you educated us that it's a really dark.
No, it's because these people don't want to be a part of the state. And so they don't want to have social security numbers. They just don't want to have to like the responsibility of the government looking in on their families and taking care of the welfare of their kids. They don't want to have to send their kids to school. That they don't want to vaccinate their kids. That's a big one. Big anti-vaxxer.
Here thing. I was just thinking the baby hole was an innocent little hole in the stairs.
Oh, it's so cute. You know, they just put them in there to play. No, it's weird. It's creepy and weird. It's very, you know, they want to have kids so they could have wives in like 7 or 8 years.
Oh my, we got to rebrand the baby hole.
We got it. We'll make it our own.
We got to.
Yeah.
New baby hole.
Yeah,
big movement.
But this is where this is where white people get real dark. It is at places like this. places
remote.
Like this. When white people do their dirty business, it's in places like this where there's no cell service.
I feel really safe here. I don't know about you guys. I feel safe in this lodge.
We feel quite at home at the baby hole.
I feel great in the baby hole. You can quote me on that.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at it from a very innocent, beautiful lens.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, it's fun. It's beautiful. It's cute. Yeah,
that is especially how Elle walks around this world.
Hey, listen.
It served you well.
A very optimistic view.
I was like, you guys got to see the baby hole.
I'm sure there's only good stuff happening in the baby hole.
We got to get off the baby hole. We're going to talk here for an hour. Margaret, we'd love to hear what's your vibe at a party?
My vibe at a party is I don't really go to many parties anymore, but I used to be a swinger. So I used to go to a lot of swinger parties, and mostly because they had really good chili. And I found that it's weird. When you do food at a sex party, you have to really think about what you're serving because it has to be somewhat substantial. And then also you have to think about, oh, there's a lot of people who might be vegetarian or vegan, and then also hooking up with people who are vegetarian and vegan. So you want to have like a thing that everybody can enjoy. And so for some reason, chili was a thing and it was really good and it was weird. So there was this sex club in North Hollywood.
Awesome.
That if you go down in North Hollywood, like all the way down on Langersham, where there's a lot of potholes, there's a bunch of sex clubs down there and it's super weird. So I used to spend like, that was like my Y2K is going to parties down there.
This is awesome. Wow. What were the highlights? Would you dive
One in? Of the things that I saw was the strangest things I've ever seen was a man who had bought a veterinary surgical suction machine. So it was used in veterinary surgery where you would remove fluids from animals during their surgeries. So he had rigged it so the suction worked directly on his penis. And
party god.
That's a party god.
Would attach the suction. He made it a large cup and he put the suction cup on his penis for more than 24 hours. So his penis swelled through the suction to the size of a slightly deflated basketball. Whoa. And it looked like he was holding a basketball in his hands seated. But it was his cock and balls. And it was so weird and big. And you would think that he would enlarge it to insert it in something, but it was weird and soft and like Nerf because it was just kind of spongy. It was just this, it was so huge. And he just sat there like holding it, really proud of this ball that he had made. And he was an entertainment lawyer. He was a very successful entertainment lawyer. I think his name was Timothy. And
put him on blast.
he had a boat off of the Santa Monica Pier that he would house. That was a house there. It was a Chinese junk that he had sailed over from Asia. So he was a very interesting guy. But his sexuality was not to. He didn't want to do it with anybody. He just wanted to make his penis as large as possible and show people. So I've never forgotten that. I'm like, wow, like that is amazing. You know, this the kinks are so weird. Like some individual kinks are so weird. And so at sex parties, you really get a vast array of them. I don't think I'm turned on by any of it. I'm just like amazed. Yeah. Like there was a guy that would kind of house himself in a latex bed, kind of like a New York strip steak at the store. Like he was in between two pieces of latex and then they would suction out the air so he would shrink wrap himself. And he got so turned on during that process that he actually nutted inside of the shrink wrap. So it was like he was serving himself with a sauce. So
it's like an aioli.
Yeah, it was like a little bit of a, you know, like a Spanish flair.
Hope he didn't get full on chili.
Little chimichurri. Yeah. But it was so strange. And so some of the things that I saw at these parties, like I don't even know, like it's not like a turn on, but it's so, people are so fucking weird. And I love it. I love it.
Have there been any, this might be a little too vulnerable, but have there been any that you were like, actually, this does do it for me?
One time I saw my second grade teachers I went to a really hippie school, and this is in San Francisco, where I'm from, and I was a young adult. I was 18 at the time, and I was working at a sex party because I used to work for a sex toy company when I was a teenager. So I would go and I would pull out a table and sell dildos and stuff at the party. And I looked up and I saw two of my second grade teachers. One of them was the teacher of this class that I was in second grade. And the other one was the teacher of like the third grade. And one of the second grader teacher was holding the third grader teacher by a leash and walking through. And it was like, oh my God, it was so scandalous. But of course they didn't recognize me, but I was like, so scandalized because this is like my teachers from my grade school. This
teachers are just doing that. Yeah. I bet that's happening at every school and we just have no idea.
It was so rad. It was like, oh my God, like that's so amazing. Yeah. It's just really, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that is heartwarming.
I mean, I'm glad that like the young minds are in good hands, you know, like that's cool.
It's just a really, it was a really important thing to see that, you know, oh, they have full lives outside of school.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really dynamic people.
Yeah. So I'm grateful for them.
I hope they gave you good grades.
I did get good grades back then. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So yes.
Good. Oh, we forgot to do our party good score. Oh, yeah. Well, a little bit.
Obviously, you're a 10 after hearing those.
So, so we start every episode with a predictive party good score, what we think that you're going to be before we actually hear the stories. Now we're a little...
we're biased.
We're a little biased, yeah.
But I'm going to go 10. I'm going to go high.
Oh, nice.
I was already going to go 10 because of the dog alone. Having a dog prop, you want to have a prop at a party. And
oh, yeah.
An amicable dog.
A dog is always a good thing to have, especially, you know, somebody like her, because she's just really, she loves people.
Yeah.
She loves
to... Is she breathing in there?
She's, yeah. Oh, okay. She's sleeping.
And she had a great time in the baby hole. She was walking around in there.
Oh, she loved the baby hole. She was like sniffing around.
Flourished in the baby hole. Yeah.
She was really interested in all of the things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your party trick?
My party trick? Drugs?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I used to, when in the early 2000s, this is like, that's sort of my party era. I used to I was one of the early people who got a prescription for marijuana. So I'd bring edibles to a party. But you know, those ones like back then, they were so strong. They're really unpredictable. And so we'd all like take a gummy or whatever. And then you know you have that thing where you know you're going to be high, but you're not high yet. Mm-hmm. So you need to say your closing remarks to everybody because you know you're not going to say another word for the rest of the night. Yeah, yeah. So you got to give your final final thoughts for the evening. So it's like that, like, weed is not a good one because edibles especially, because you just, it renders you totally incommunicado. Yeah. Like, you can't talk.
Yeah. 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 The number of times I've taken an edible, I've regretted it immediately, taken myself to the urgent care.
Oh, no.
I don't want to tell my friends because I know they're going to make fun of me. So I just quietly, I will call an Uber, I quietly check myself into the urgent care. I'm just like, I'm just going to chill out here in the waiting room. I know that it's fine. I also feel like I could be the first person to die from weed. So I would just want to be here just in case.
Yeah. It's scary. Do they give you anything? Can you come down really fast?
I'm too embarrassed to even tell the nurses what's going on. So I tell them, like,
I'm just scared. I'm just really scared right now.
I just have an anxious personality. Yeah.
Like, there's not like a Narcan for
edibles. No, I wish. Oh, God.
Just snacks. Y'all got any chips?
The person that invented Narcan for chewing too much weed makes so much money.
Yeah. I mean, because sometimes that's what you need. Like, you know what's worse is when you take an edible and you're so high, you fall asleep and then you wake up and you're still high.
Oh, the worst. Sister.
And then you go to sleep again and then you wake up and you're still high. And then you, I've done that where I've maybe done that for like 3 days. Oh, God. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to not be high.
Maybe more weed will help. Maybe I just need more.
I've done the one on the plane where I've like taken too much on a plane and you like, okay, I just need to close my eyes. And closing your eyes is too bad. And I just need to open my eyes. Open my eyes is too bad. I've done that for like a 5-hour flight where like just open, close. Like, neither one is working. Yeah.
The plane is kind of rough because the flight that is the most party problematic is London to LA. Because people just get so fucked up on that one. I did it once on I was on a Virgin flight or whatever, and there I actually have a full bar in the middle of the plane. So everybody was there partying, and Sting was in the back by the bathrooms doing yoga, like pissed. Let everybody partying. And there was just all these people, like a strong of people partying, and then people with sort of peel away, crying, screaming, because they had taken like Ambien and like just drank a bunch of shit and they just freaked out, and then an edible on top of it. You know, just all this shit. And it was unmanageable. And all these people, like, it was a throbbing throng of people getting more and more fucked up and having a crash out. And every person that pulled away, it was like a leaf on a tree, or like it was like a blossom. It was like, he loves me not, like all these flower, like the petals falling off. And then the sole person left at the bar was Corey Feldman.
Oh my God.
It was the the pistil or the stamen in the middle of the flower.
We have to start flying with you.
I know. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Whoa,
snakes on a plane reboot. That's Sting on a plane.
We're the snakes.
Yeah. Snakes on a plane, drugs on a plane. Yeah, drugs on a plane are just very unpredictable because you get super paranoid.
Well, an altitude.
Altitude, you could have a plane, like a plane crash.
Totally. Know,
there could be air marshals. You could be snakes on there. It's very, it's so scary.
I bet it's the one plane ride where the air marshal actually confesses, like, he gets so fucked up. He's like, I have to tell you, I'm the air marshal. Like,
I'm always so curious who the air marshal is. I told Devin I was the air marshal on our flight.
I'm like, see right through you.
Like, guess what? Gotcha.
Well, you would be the cutest air marshal ever. God,
thank you, Margaret.
Fabulous.
Clip that. What do you think is a party foul someone can do?
I think it, maybe shitting. That's probably the worst thing that you could do. Like, taking an evening shit.
This guy sucks.
At a fancy party. Like, wouldn't that be awful?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would be awful. Like, especially, like, here, because there's a bathroom is, like, right here. So if it was, like, maybe later in the night, around 10 p.m., you know, a lot of people come in, and then somebody just does a greasy.
Oh,
what,
or like a cocaine diarrhea.
Blows it up.
Yeah, blows up.
We have one bathroom down here.
Gives a nasty Coke shit right in the bowl. It sticks to the... You know, a Coke shit will always stick to the set that you can't power wash off with pee. You have to get the fucking brush.
Oh, true.
to get to, yeah. you know, get that thing off. Yeah. yeah. And Coke shit for something, for some reason, always has that real tenacious grip.
There's mm-hmm. grit. There's grit to
it's
it.
It's never going to come off of the mm-hmm. bowl.
But what would you have them do? They're at the party.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, if you're doing coke, you're going to shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're doing coke, you're definitely shitting. So that, but I think that's it's the still one perk. A party foul.
It's the one perk?
It's the one perk.
Yeah.
Well, it's the one perk. It's like.
That's why people do it.
Get out of there.
There's some relief there.
We got the snow out back, you know.
You could just go out there. You could just go out into the geese coop.
This place has it all.
There's geese.
Where I'm from in Georgia, I grew up around Athens, and there was this bar, and this girl got kicked out of the bar, and then she, this was legendary, she took a giant shit at the bar, like on the ground as she was leaving in protest of the bouncer, and she's, we call her the Athens shitter, like she's notorious.
Wow.
Yeah.
You never want shitter in your name. you never want to be known for that.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Also do something like that, like people won't forget.
It's a small town. It's a pretty small town. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very Athens, though, to do that. Totally. I mean, Athens is very, it's its own place.
It's incredible to me. The idea of like you're getting yelled at and being kicked out and you have it in you. Like, I don't think I could just produce on the spot. Like, she fully squatted, had it ready to go.
I know. I mean, I'm on Mounjaro. I can't shit for shit. Like, I'm never shitting. It's like you have to go up there
Does
and
anybody
like
have any
pull
coke
them
for
out.
Margaret?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely need to add that to my regimen because I can't, you know, like, yeah, anybody on a GLP-1, nobody's shitting.
Ugh.
Whoa.
Good to know. What's the worst thing you've ever done at a party, personally?
The worst thing I've ever done at a party? This is when I was really young. I was a really young teenager, and it was like a high school party, and this kid had invited all of his friends to come over to his house because his parents were out of town. And so we're all in this house. It was a very fancy house. It was like really rich people. And the mom came home unexpectedly. And I was smoking a cigarette in like this grand ballroom. And there was a beautiful carpet. And she saw me smoking. She's like, no, don't smoke in here. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I took the cigarette and I stamped it out on this beautiful Persian rug. And because I was so scared and I was like, bye. And I like left.
That is so cool though. That's the coolest thing you could have done.
It's on her. She should have startled you.
She startled me. And I thought I was in trouble. And so I really was. That was a horrible thing to do. Oh. I think about, you know, this woman probably my age now, you know, and, you know, like I would be so horrified if somebody did that to my house. Mm-hmm. But I had a party and this is many years ago. And all of these drag queens came and they were shoplifting, but they were like stealing stuff. Like I was so surprised that they were stealing. They were just stealing. And I kicked them out. And right before I slammed the door in this drag queen's face, she said, "You're not Madonna." Oh. I slammed the door in her face.
Oh my God,
I was
so specific.
That's a pretty good burn.
They were just fully stealing stuff from? Yeah. Like what?
Medical antiques. I had a medical antique syringe collection and cool. like little laboratory bottles and bought like old bottles of like absinthe and, you know, opium and stuff like that. You know, things from like the turn of the century. Like just Whoa. Cool, but little tiny antiques.
Yeah.
Which are just too much to resist. They just wanted to put them in their clutches.
Yeah.
It's all right. I understand.
Nasty. Just stealing to steal.
Just stealing to steal because it's kind of fun and you're at some fancy house and I didn't really even know them.
Yeah.
So it's not like any, they weren't like anybody from Drag Race or
anything. Gotcha. That is kind of iconic though to be like, you're not Madonna. It's like, you're going to insult me on your way out too.
I love it.
Yeah. I would be thinking about that for a long time.
Yeah. I held on to that.
Yeah.
You always got to say a confusing line if you're getting kicked out. Yeah. You got to throw something at them to remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything. I'm a vampire. Like something crazy. Like,
anything.
What? Yeah. What? Will you tell us about a time you were a party god?
A party god? I don't know. It's like, my era of parties are just so, it's so confusing and so weird, all the weirdness. One time I was going to this 12-step meeting in Manhattan that was for fetish and furries.
Yeah.
So it was like a meeting where you could go be in recovery, but also be in a fursuit or in bondage or, you know, in sort of like submissive gear or whatever. You could go in drag. Like it was like very like pro fetish, but also recovery. So I met a person there named Microphone, who I believe now has transitioned. So I don't know if they go by they, them, but I'm just going to say they. And they took me to a dungeon. They was having a party. And before we went in, Microphone gave me a full booklet of Big Mac coupons. So it was like 100 Big Macs. And it was like this thanks, beautiful. Microphone. It's like, here, thanks for going on a date with me. Here's 100 Big Macs.
Wow.
And so I took the booklet and we walked into this dungeon, which was for mistresses who worked in religious fetish only. So it would look like a church. And all of the women were dressed as like clergy. Or nuns, and
blowing my mind.
Yeah, they were punishing their clients, and who were also dressed as like either you know, bad children, or you know, like bad schoolgirls, or boys. You know, the sort of religious play, like errant priests. You know, stuff like that. It was all clergy based, and all the stuff. It was like crosses everywhere, and the main proprietor was a guy wearing a full 100% Pope outfit.
Hell yeah.
100% Pope with the,
daddy.
With the, and a staff, everything. And he had a cockatoo, a very large sure. bird yeah. on sure. his shoulder.
Obviously.
And they were both doing a lot of cocaine, like fat rails of coke. And the bird was agitated, like, because the guy was, the Pope was doing so much coke and like agitated. And there was
said you'd stop.
There's a painting on the wall of the Pope, and he's fucking Jesus up the ass.
Yeah. Oh.
And then Jesus is sort of bent over and being fucked by the Pope, and the Pope has like a huge McDonald's like staff. It's like, oh, he got really like this McDonald's branded Pope outfit. It was very McDonald's coded. And so I didn't even know what to say, because they're doing coke. There's this really mean cockatoo. People are getting beat up. And I was like on a date. So I was like nervous, but I had 100 Big Macs in my pocket. So I said, do you want one of these Big Macs? Because I have a gift certificate. And the Pope was like, get that out of my fucking face. Don't you know what they do to the rainforest? Like, he was like screaming at me. And then the cockatoo was like, like started to attack me. And so we ran out of there. And I just was like that. I was just so alarmed. Like, that was a terrible experience. And so then Microphone didn't want the evening to end. So we went to another immersive.
You didn't want the night to end. Let's keep these good vibes going.
Let's keep this going. You still have 99 Big Macs. So let's go to another immersive theater event. So we went to this immersive theater BDSM event, and everybody was in a circle. The cast of this play and the audience was there, and the cast were all connected with braids. So their hair was all braided together in a circle. Whoa. And so there was like a long line of people with their hair braided together. And the MC came out, and the MC was a man wearing a tailcoat and high heels and fishnet stockings. And he came in and he was like, now from the audience, bring me a fat woman. Bring me a fat woman now. And everybody turned and looked at me.
Oh.
And so then he grabbed me and brought me to the center, and all the people who were connected with their hair started going in a circle around me. And I was so nervous, and I was wearing really short shorts. I didn't mention that. I was so nervous that I got my period, and I just started bleeding down my leg.
Is that how that happens?
Oh, just shooting down my leg, and it ran all the way almost into my shoe. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I told Microphone, I'm going home. And
that's the straw.
Valid.
We never saw each other again. But what? I did get through all of those Big Macs.
One at a time?
One at a time. What? Over, it took a couple of years, okay. I think.
Yeah. Do you think microphone, is there anything microphone could have done to get a second date, or do you think it was?
I don't think it was their fault. I moved back to LA. This is a New York experience. Mm-hmm. You know, in New York, sometimes the night never ends, and then you are like the party god forever.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah. We asked so many guests this question, like, tell us a time, and I've never had one that went in so many directions. I kept thinking that the story was...
Margaret,
I'm so impressed. Shocked.
I'm speechless.
truly speechless. There's so much to unpack.
Okay, all right, we got McDonald's coming back also for the painting. Jesus getting fucked in the ass by the Pope.
Yes.
The name microphone. I mean, coming that alone is wild.
It's giving.
Yes.
The play, the braids.
The braids. Yeah, that's very like Avatar coded, right?
It's
like,
very Avatar. Oh, yeah. It's a little Doechii. Also, Doechii had a wonderful... number that she did, I think, on Colbert, where she's got her braids connected with her dancers. Yeah. So they're all wearing Tom Brown.
I wonder if she worked with microphone.
Yeah, maybe. It was a very beautiful expression, but also terrifying when they're like, you're fat. And
that's insane. That's wild.
Also, I'm sure you were triggered by
I was super triggered. That's why I take Mounjaro now. So it's just was a very, very scary.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's so awesome.
What if one of them has to go to the bathroom? Because they're braided together. It's sort of a human centipede situation, a classic human centipede situation.
It's very human centipede,
So what if one of them needs to go get a drink, or one of them, like, they all just have to save?
They all have to go.
Wow.
We should do that.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
We should do that tonight.
Let's do that tonight.
Yeah.
You can go in the baby hole.
Margaret, you are a genius.
You're an inspiration.
We're going to braid our hair in the baby hole if anyone wants to join. That's crazy. All right. Well, I think now's the time. Does anyone have a party-related question for Margaret?
Audience question time. Oh, right here. Yes,
yeah. Right here.
It's not really party-related.
Is that okay? Sure. That's fair. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, because I recently watched you on Sex and the City.
Oh, wow.
About your experience on it. Because it seemed like a party the whole episode.
It was a party. Was backstage, and it was because it was like a fashion show. You know, they were having like a live fashion show. And so it was the episode where Carrie is in the fashion show and she falls on the runway and she's fashion roadkill. So I'm in that and I'm like, I run the fashion show from the back. And so that was really cool because one of the other people on the show was Kevin Aucoin, this really amazing makeup artist. So he and I hung out backstage, and then he had just started his makeup line. So he brought me huge bags of his products, and, you know, we just like gossiped and hung out back there. That was the last time I got to see him before he died. Yeah. So it was really, really a wonderful experience to spend the day with him. But it was really cool. It was when they were all friends. They were all friends, so we were all together in everybody was really nice and really, you know, like, there was no like tension, or they were all really happy together, and it seemed it was cool because it was a show that was already on the air and that I've been watching, so it was really interesting to step into the real world of it. It was like I felt like I won a contest, you know, because it's really special. So I really treasure that experience.
A classic party question, but which cast member are you? Which are you?
I think I'm a Miranda.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's as I get older, I realize how Miranda I am.
Wow. Because all powerful. The sex parties, I would have gone more Samantha, but you're right.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was a Samantha, but I was cosplaying a Samantha. I was truly a Miranda underneath
Miranda
it all.
Heart.
I was masking as a Samantha.
Real.
I think we could do one more audience question.
One more audience question? Yes, right there.
The best party I've ever been
good
to
question.
Was at Anna Nicole Smith's house. And I had stopped drinking for about 3 years. And I hadn't had a drink for years. And I went to her party and nobody was there. Nobody was there except for me and the wrestler China.
Yeah.
R.I.P. And Kathy Griffin.
No
that was
way.
It.
Oh, my God.
And so...
Dream.
It was a very small party. And there was a... Anna took me outside. Oh, and Howard K. Samuels, her lawyer. So we... Anna and I went outside with Howard K. Samuels. And I was talking to them about how I hadn't drunk any alcohol. And there was an ice sculpture of Anna.
Yeah.
and you would pour, this is what they were doing, they would pour a shot of Jägermeister into her mouth and it would come out of her ice vagina. You would have to put your mouth down and suck it out of her ice vagina. Whoa. And I was like, I'm fucking doing this. So first Howard did it and then Anna did it and then I did it right after Anna and I got super wasted and Anna and I made out. You could watch it, actually. It's on the Christmas special of the Anna Nicole Smith Show. So it's probably on like Tubi or like maybe Paramount Plus has it. If you ever want to watch it, just look for the Christmas special. But yeah, I have, she gave me a bunch of boxes of candy and I still have it. I wouldn't eat it now. It's, you know, it's 25 years old, but I still have, it's all still there. It's pristine. But yeah, that was super special. That was probably the best party, very strange party. And then, you know, two of the other people that were there were, are dead. Anna and China.
Oh my God. I love Anna Nicole. She's iconic.
She's iconic. She was really, nice. She was really beautiful and just a luminous kind of person, like almost not real in how beautiful she was and really funny and sweet and tasted like pickles.
Huh. Interesting.
Because she ate a lot of pickles.
Yeah, I can actually see that. Yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah. You're getting a natural pickleback shot.
Yeah, she had pickleback and also just would straight up eat a whole pickle, like wrapped in a napkin.
Oh, queen. Okay, yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I'm also inspired. I think we should do an ice sculpture like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
At our next live show.
Yeah, yeah.
I also noticed intimate parties, they always have to have one lawyer. Like,
keep everyone in check.
Yeah, just make sure everything's cool.
We went met a lawyer at the CAA party last night. He had so much riz. He came up to us. He was the first man to come up to us. He was like,
hey. He called you beautiful, and he was just like,
yeah. He's like, are you here to work, or are you here just to be attractive? I was like,
hell yeah. King, thanks. Right. That's sick. Well, that's a great opener.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to be like? I'm just, oh my God, thanks. Thank you.
He introduced us to don't get mad.
Say it.
He introduced us to Jordan Michael Keegan Peele.
It's Keegan, Keegan Jordan Michael Key. Devin, I'm her eyes, and I'm also her mouth because she... She mixes up names. We saw Keegan Michael Key at a party recently, and she was like, "Is that Jordan Michael Peele?" And I was like, "No, it's Keegan Michael Key."
I've embraced it. I'm at the age where you know your brain like is no longer elastic, and it's actually just plastic, and it's just gonna be. But it really took everything into me in me when we actually chatted with him to be like, "I want to tell you that I
you were good. You didn't.
Yeah,
do it.
I because of course it was.
Also, he said the coolest thing that.
Oh,
anyone can stay at a party. So cool. He was like, I got to go. I have a flight in the morning. And I'm like, God, I'm always staying till the end. And it's like people who can like leave and be like, I got this thing in the morning. It's like, there's nothing cooler than that.
Nothing cooler than having somewhere places else to be.
Yeah. They have stuff to do. He's so cool though. I've never met him, but I'm a really big fan.
Really
I wish they would get back together. Just to do one season.
Such a good show.
Even one episode.
Right?
Oh, one sketch.
Yeah. I know. We should tell him. Now that we're... best friends with him talking
about it. Yeah.
I just love him.
Me too.
They're both great.
And we love you.
I love you. Thank
you so much for coming.
Thank you. Yeah,
should we do a checkout score?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, I
think obviously a 10 again after those stories.
Yeah. I mean, it was never going to be anything but a 10. I mean, the places that you will go, is what Dr. Seuss was speaking of.
Period.
Yes.
Oh my God. You're iconic. Do you have anything to plug?
I am on tour now with my show Cholergarchy. So I'm traveling all over the world and you can see it anywhere. You can go to margaretcho.com for tickets.
Oh my God. All right, tap in.
We'll go check out the tour.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, you guys.
Party on.
Party on.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to Party God.
If you enjoyed the party, make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. Also follow us on Instagram and we have shit on TikTok as well.
Yeah, we got shit on TikTok. Tap in. It's Party God Pod across all socials.
Most importantly, subscribe to the Patreon.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
We've got stuff up there. Leave comments.
Yeah, say we look beautiful today. We love that kind of thing.
Yeah, say you look beautiful today. Tell us what you liked about the guest. Tell us what you liked about the episode. Tell us what was the funniest thing that either of us said in every episode.
Honestly, any attention, we love.
We love it. Oh, don't forget to give us a rating, too.
Oh, yeah, rate us.
A five star.
Five stars.
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah, come on.
We're not going to ask for a 3-star review.
Get real.
Take this seriously. All right. We love you guys.
All right. God bless.
Party on.